Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcliniccom.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where yes, we are researching the crazed idea that Kyrie to Dallas could be a thing. Don't freak out just yet. We're working on it. But there are some rumblings that have started. I can tell you something that I can confirm. Today, from 4 to 7, RJ Choppy and Troy will be at the Tap House 16 in the Market Street at 360 and Broad in Mansfield. And you're like, I would like to go see them. Well, guess what? There's more. You can also, if you're one of the first 100 Tolos, get one of the new Brew Crew pint glasses for free.
Dude, first off, I love the deal there. You show up and, and say, I'm Tolo, and you get a free glass.
RJ will tell you everything about his medical history, too.
But secondly, and that's a fascinating story. But secondly, Kevin, you just pulled a stunt that I love, all right? Whenever you hear, wait, there's more, I am like, okay, because you already, I don't even know if I was listening to the first part, but you just told me there's more to this. So now I'm like, oh, I'm sold. Whatever it is, I get this and a bonus? I'm absolutely, you know, I love that part. But wait, there's more.
And we were just out in Mansfield last Friday, Texas Roadshow card shop, and now we're back in Mansfield, Troy and RJ, and they come bearing gifts, so go check them out today. Now, we're going to shift back to the NFL. We've talked a lot about the NBA today. We will get back into that in just 1 minute as we continue to track some of these rumblings down. But I was reading a really interesting article about, you know, the ladder of greatness, I guess, in the NFL. And the idea behind this is Steph Curry took another step. You know, whether wherever you think that step is, he won another championship. That's four. He got his finals MVP. And so NFL.com had an article that I was intrigued by. And you can toss your own names out there. Are there players that you think could or will take the step up the NFL ladder of greatness this year? And I want to start with Matthew Stafford. Is this the year that he steps into the Hall of Fame? Do you think he's already a Hall of Famer? Because we've talked about it. He doesn't have any of the like awards metrics, but he has the stat metrics, and now he has a championship.
I lean to no, he's not a Hall of Famer yet.
Okay.
But if he were to, I won't say win another Super Bowl, if he gets to back-to-back Super Bowls,
then do you just think it's all Detroit bogged him down?
Yeah, then I say, you know what? Obviously, he's a great leader, and the worst situation is to go to a team that won a playoff game in 1957 and 1991, and those are the only two playoff wins that is in my father's lifetime, and he's 70 years old.
And also, this year, he'll pass 50,000 yards, which means he'll be the fastest quarterback ever to 10,000 yards, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, and 50,000. And then you say, as soon as you got him out of the toxic environment that is Detroit, he went to back-to-back Super Bowls. I do wonder, even without the all pros, even without the, you know, deluge of Pro Bowls, if people will be like, oh yeah, no, I get it. He's in.
Well, I mean, you kind of want to say Tom Brady in this instance, the leap to greatness, Kevin, because then he would really like one more title.
What's Tom Brady going to do?
One more title and like 70 touchdowns. Like he could put every record out of reach. That could be the thing where he it's like, you could never get close to what that guy was. But I have two, but it relies on one thing for them, for both of them. And that's winning the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan.
Okay.
Matt Ryan, like, legitimately, this is the best possible scenario for his late part of his career is to not be on the trash Falcons. That's very important. He's with a good team, and getting to and winning the Super Bowl could, like, really put him back in the, oh, wow, look at all the numbers to go along with he was at a Super Bowl.
And he won an MVP.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he finally won his Super Bowl. Like, this would put him above Matt Stafford for me again, where you're like, oh wow, I still think he's that quality of a quarterback, but not having that Super Bowl, like, that's where the argument dies, is, well, Matt Stafford does have the Super Bowl win, but the Aaron Rodgers thing, he's already great.
Can we go back to Matt Ryan for just 1 second? Because I'm definitely interested in the Aaron Rodgers one as well. Is Matt Ryan is 8th in NFL history in yards, 9th in passing touchdowns. He has an MVP, and he went to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So a return to a Super Bowl, especially like you said, if he won, which is a big if. We talked about this with Steph, like, what if they won again next year? But, like, I feel like then that moves him back, and it does a lot for me because I think he's done.
Yeah.
Not done in terms of, like, he can play football, but done in terms of, like, being really good. And if this happened, even if he does have Jonathan Taylor, that'd be pretty dang impressive.
So RJ thinks that Matt Ryan is a clear-cut Hall of Famer.
Top 10 of all time, yeah. Which I think is laughable.
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, but a Super Bowl, I think that's enough. His numbers and the Super Bowl put him in for
two Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl win, an MVP, top 10 in touchdowns and passing yards. I realize the league has changed, obviously. I think that's a much better.
And I think in the 817, Matt Ryan is Atlanta, and Atlanta's Tony Romo is laughable because that's not true.
You think he's better?
He had more success in the playoffs than Tony Romo did. So I'll take that.
We already have Romo West. I can't have Romo Southeast, or I guess now Central.
Rodgers, though, like,
this is a good one.
His failures in the NFC Championship game, in the playoffs in general. And you could say it's his failures, you could say it's his team's failures, whatever it is. He's got a Super Bowl sitting there. He's done it.
Yeah.
Everybody that talks about football, you say, well, Aaron Rodgers first, and then, like, that's one of the, it's Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, and Brady. Those are the first three that you're thinking about. And in any era that Aaron Rodgers has played in, you're probably going Aaron Rodgers in the top tier or that next tier. Because if you're saying Tom Brady and Manning early in Rodgers' career, then you're saying that Aaron Rodgers was right there, you know, right there in that second tier behind those guys. And he was always in that mix with Drew Brees. But that Super Bowl is already in there. He has the MVPs to go along with it. And he's just missing the, I did it again, you know, and I could do it anytime I wanted. And the failures are bigger than the one success.
Can I ask you, this might be an insane question for some people then. Keep Aaron Rodgers in mind, because this is going to go along with that. Patrick Mahomes wins the MVP and a Super Bowl this year. Do you put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers? Now, hear me out real quick. I know Aaron Rodgers has more MVPs, but Mahomes will now have been to 3 Super Bowls to Aaron Rodgers' 1. He will have won 2 Super Bowls to Aaron Rodgers' 1. And he will now have 2 MVPs. I know Aaron Rodgers has 4, and I get that is that's a good bit better. But do you think that Mahomes maybe, like, surges up to almost even, if not surpasses Aaron Rodgers? Because you know how much we put on winning. Yes?
Yeah absolutely.
You too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just okay. And he's he's got so much career left to add on to it. You know, I think you're just like, oh, man, he's already done this. And there's still so much more in what he did at such a young age, for sure. I do have another non-quarterback, though, that I wanted to throw in here, and that is Devontae Adams. If somebody just said, you know, Matt Stafford proved it was the Lions and not him the entire time, which, I mean, I'll take that. I think the Lions organization is entirely trash, so I'll take that. But Devontae Adams going from one elite quarterback to another quarterback who has been very good, but just they always have had something with that team. If he and Derek Carr truly do connect the same way he was with Aaron Rodgers, like, he's already great. You're already looking at him going, man, he's like, if not your number one wide receiver picked in fantasy football, he's at least number two. So if he was able to say, I went to another quarterback and made him better, then I would say that he takes that greatness step as well. Like, that is that receiver that you were like, I have to have that guy on the field. So those would be my three, is Rodgers, Matt Ryan, and Devontae Adams this year.
Okay, Devontae Adams, huh?
The thing about Devontae Adams, which I hear you,
he needs a Super Bowl,
is wide receivers just struggle for recognition.
Yeah.
And his, I was surprised at this. When you look at where he's at yards-wise in his career, it's low for how long he's played in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But his touchdowns, I believe, are pretty darn good, if that makes sense. So I don't know. It's just weird for stuff like that. You know, I wonder this. I like the Davante Adams pick. I'm going to go to another wide receiver, but it's a combo. Do we say after this year, and this is, goes to greatness in early, is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase the best combination of quarterback wide receiver in the NFL? And is it the best we're ever going? Is it now Montana Rice type of situation? Because they could grow. The thing about Montana Rice was Montana was, I won't say halfway through his career, but
he'd close. Already won two Super Bowls before Jerry Rice.
And so then you had Young and Rice too. So could this become, I don't know, is it Marvin Harrison? Who's the greatest? Is
with
it
Peyton? Yeah.
Is it Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison the greatest combination?
Jerry Rice and Joe, Peyton and Marvin Harrison, and then the other comparison, it's not a receiver, it's Gronk and Brady. Like that one gets thrown in the mix.
Okay,
too.
The interesting thing about that, especially when you talk about Davante Adams as well, is when you combo it up, you need to win. You don't need to win as a wide receiver, and we've talked about how weird that is. Like, aside from Jerry Rice, who are the best wide receivers that you instantly think of all time?
Michael Irvin.
Okay, well, okay, that, never mind.
He's a Hall of Famer.
You almost got me in trouble. I was about to say something.
The two guys that I think after Jerry Rice.
Randy Moss.
And Larry Fitzgerald.
And
Fitzgerald,
they didn't
win. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have to win because, and they Moss was that close.
Yeah.
But that's, isn't Jerry Rice, like his numbers
so
are
Larry
insurmountable.
But they didn't win.
Yeah, his numbers are insurmountable, but he also had every, you know, ring to go along with it.
No, you're right. But I think about, like, the top quarterbacks of all time. You know, once you go Brady, Montana, like, usually people will throw out the rings. Wide receivers, 2 and 3 for a lot of people, they don't have any rings. And
Barry
so,
Sanders doesn't have a ring. He's
exactly.
still considered the best running back.
Exactly. But when we say combinations, think about the combinations that you brought up. Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, they won. Tom Brady and Gronk. They won.
A few, yeah.
And we had, Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning. They won a Super Bowl. So my question is going to be, to get to that level of greatness, is it going to be not just the stats, but you have to get back and win the Super Bowl in the next couple of years?
I won't say couple of years, because they both probably have 10 years left in their career. So what I'm saying is right now, that next level of greatness, they win the division and they're back in the mix as one of the best teams in the NFL come playoff time. And we're just like, dang, so teams are going to have to deal with this for like the next decade. Is this combination? You know, so I could look at it and I don't think that they have to have a Super Bowl anytime soon because they have time. Now, will Cincinnati support them in a way to give them that opportunity
Big question.
Be a perennial winner?
So. I think so, because they kept A.J. Green and Andy Dalton together for so long, and you're now in the Super Bowl. So I think that they – now, whether T. Higgins is still there is another question. They're looking at it going, well, I mean, you only need one. You only get one of these receivers, because he's got three really good receivers and a good running back, and they all want to get paid too. So that's the decision. But I think that they can keep that combination together for quite some time. I went back and reread a story from last year that Ben Baby wrote on Joe Burrow and how he improved his velocity. He went from 48.5 miles an hour to 54 miles an hour after like just working on his mechanics, Mike. We talk about throwing mechanics all the time, and he was up on his toes and he just planted his feet a little more. That's the difference for that team. He improved his arm, which was a big question mark in the first place, and that team goes to the Super Bowl. Now, you can say they got lucky along the way because Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs ended up like they really screwed themselves late in that championship game by just trying to run the clock out. But either way, they got to that point and they can be there again.
Now, I had one more quick question about the Chiefs, Travis Kelce. So check this out. His 9,006 receiving yards are the most by a tight end in their first 10 seasons. And Travis Kelce's played 9. So that's the most a tight end's ever had through 10 seasons. He's played less than that. He's the only tight end in NFL history with multiple 100-plus catch seasons. He's had 1,000 yards in 6 straight seasons, which is the most ever by a tight end. And now without Tyreek Hill, Does that clear the way for a bigger season for him, or do you think that will bog him down just a little bit? Could Travis Kelce move into the conversation or move up the charts in terms of all-time tight end?
It's weird because Gronk always gets the like everybody goes, man, Gronk's the winner, but Travis Kelce is it produces, right? So I think, yes, a Super Bowl addition to it would absolutely help for him.
Yes, but I wonder if it's going to be a little opposite that he has less because
That's definitely a possibility. He gets bogged down without Tyreek Hill there.
Yeah, and I think
just wait, Sky Moore's gonna
after
be fine.
To Corey's point, after 6 weeks, I think we're going to have a better idea on if teams can load up and say take him away, double team Kelce, and make him throw to those guys. I think that's the plan going into the season. Let's say the first four opponents are looking at, hey, a basic general statement that they would say is double team Kelce, take him away, see if these other guys can really hurt us. And we might pay for it, and we might have to make an adjustment as the game goes along, or thank God we're their week four opponent because we have 3 weeks to see how this is going to work without Tyreek Hill.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our BetQL insider, Quentin Mayo, because there's a doings that transpired in the NBA world especially. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where it's going to be, I do believe, a good day for Longhorn fans as Arch Manning has, in fact, committed to the University of Texas. And just to show how petty people on Twitter are in general, especially when it comes to college sports, the very first comment, condolences, 4+ losses a year coming up, guaranteed. Come on, man!
Dude, that has to be because they are making that move to the SEC that he decided that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he still gets to play in the, otherwise he'd be at any SEC school.
Is he going into his senior year?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. I just figured at what point will he commit since he's 15 years old and
no,
will
no, have yeah. He's going
seven
into
different
his
commitments
senior year.
In his high school career.
It's pretty interesting, man.
Right now on the line, we've got the hosts of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. Happy draft day. How we doing?
Absolutely. We're doing good. But also, did you just see the college football news about Arch Manning going to Texas?
Poor Arch Manning.
Oh, I love it.
Man, hey, thoughts and prayers out to my guy Arch, man. A long lineage of great football players, the Texas football. Yeah, whoever had the first comment, 4+ losses, they were right. Texas football is still not back, baby. You got a name, but if they're still not back, it's okay. It's okay.
Quentin, I want to get into the draft now.
And we although, if he wants to bash Texas some more, I'm okay with that, too.
I'm excited about that. I mean, honestly,
that's
I don't.
That's a big deal. And they got Quinn Ewers as well. Like, wow.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Maybe Quinn Ewers will quit again, too.
It's a huge get for the school, though. Absolutely. So, have to commend them for it.
Last night, betting lines changed tremendously. All of a sudden, Paulo Banchero is the favorite to go number one. Help us out here. How does that change so quickly? How do Vegas, how do these online websites, how do they get the information? Oh, crap, we better change this in a hurry or we might lose a lot of money.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have zero idea. I swear to you. And it's funny because I was texting the other co-host of our show, BetMGM Tonight, Ryan Horvath and Tristan Crick, and we woke up. You know, we've been up pretty early, and I'm like, where is all this movement? I mean, I was even up at 1 o'clock when Banchero went to, like, minus 120. I believe he went to minus 120 at Caesars. And then a couple hours after that, he was a heavy favorite. I think it got as heavy as, like, minus 200, minus 250 for him to go number one. But I still have – I've read every article. I mean, I've scoured the internet. I've scoured the airwaves. I do not understand where this team came from. There were some rumors that, you know, maybe Houston's interested in trading up to one to get Banchero, or somebody's going to trade up to one to get him. But then, of course, quickly after we woke up this morning, or after most people woke up this morning, Woj got on Twitter and put out the tweet about, hey, the top three is pretty firm. It's Jabari, it's Chet, then it's Paolo. The markets were in shambles after that, took all these different books, took those props off the board, and then put them back up with Jabari, who's been the odds-on favorite for pretty much this entire process, except for maybe at the beginning. Now he's like the heaviest, like he's like -2,500 in some books. So I don't know how it happened. I don't know what happened, but it's clearly a battle between sports books and people who are within the know in terms of adjusting the odds. And now NBA insiders, and it looks like at least for right now, Woj has won that battle, but we still don't know what's going to happen draft night. So this is one of the wonkier drafts in general I've ever seen in terms of the odds and how to bet these guys. But it's going to be weird because we were even talking last night. I've never seen someone gain so much steam. Banchero to go number one overall, I mean, just a week and a half ago, it was 20-1 odds you were getting for him to go number one. And then within a week and a half, he's minus 250, and now he's back to being a long shot after being a favorite for a few hours. I've never seen anything like it.
So what are the actual numbers that y'all have up right now for those top three, I guess, then?
So I believe we have now taken everything off the board, but it did just close ahead of the draft. So we had Jabari Smith close as a favorite to be the first overall, of course. His closing odds were minus 550. Now he opened at minus 105. I did get some insights from our guys over at BetMGM. 34% of the tickets at BetMGM are on Jabari Smith to go number one overall. Also, 70% of the handle, actually 71% of the handle is on Jabari Smith to go number one overall. After that, you got Paolo, who opened up at plus 350. He closed at 2-1 odds. Chet Holmgren, who opened up at plus 145, he closed at 10-1. So that's one of the bigger movements in terms of a guy who we've also kind of penciled in between him and Jabari as number one and two. 15% of the handle at BetMGM is on Chet Holmgren, as well as 20% of the ticket counts, 22% of the ticket counts at BetMGM on Paolo to go number one still at closing, and about 12% of the handle. So those are the odds and how they're looking right now. But Jabari Smith still the odds on favorite at BetMGM.
What kind of odds can I get on Kyrie Irving going to the Mavericks? Because Rick Bucher's trying to stir some stuff up over here.
I wish we had some odds for that. But would you guys want Kyrie?
No.
I was having this conversation yesterday. Would you take Kyrie to put by Luka?
We did create a trade that is palatable to us because we got to clear off a bunch of the dead weight, and we would trade Davis Bertans, Dwight Powell, and Tim Hardaway off the books, and then sure, let's make it happen.
As long as he sticks on a 1-year deal, we don't want to do like a 3-year, $125 million extension.
So you want to bring him in and be like, "Hey, Kyrie, do you still care about basketball?" All right, well, we don't believe you. So here's 1 year, and then after that, maybe we'll talk about it.
Yes!
Which is probably what every team in the NBA would like to do. You look at Kyrie, it's clear that he doesn't want to do that. He wants an extension. So it's so weird because you just look at his basketball and you say, you know, when he's out there, he's one of the best basketball players in the NBA. It's clear, but do you really want to go through all the possible setbacks, maybe off the field with Kyrie Irving? It's such a fine line to toe, but also you got to look at this offseason in terms of the point guard market. It's not a lot of point guards available. I mean, of course, you guys know you have the biggest trade asset or free agent asset in Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
But even Jalen Brunson, like, no disrespect to Brunson, I love his game. You know, him being the number one name in the free agency market for point guards tells you everything you need to know about who's available out there. I mean, we got Monty Morris rumors in D.C., and they don't have a point guard under a guaranteed contract. So it's a really weird market right now. But Kyrie, we know one thing. He still can play basketball at a high level, but will he play basketball? In general, will he be there? That's the biggest question and concern.
Let me ask you this, and I don't know if you can bet on this because it's a little bit tough. Who do you think makes the biggest move tonight? Because I get that there's going to be 58 guys drafted, but I think there's probably going to be quite a few veteran guys also traded. We've obviously seen Christian Wood come to us, and we just saw Grant go to Portland. Where do you think the first kind of major trade is made tonight?
It's a cop-out answer, but I think it's rightfully an answer. The Sacramento Kings with that number 4 overall pick. I mean, the writing is just on the wall there. And even from the jump, I mean, the rumors and the reports coming out that Ivy and his camp are not thrilled with going to Sacramento and also just going to Sacramento in general. Like, how is it there? How is it being a part of that organization that's been in a trash organization for as long as I remember? Or just the area. Like, they haven't even spoken with Sacramento to a certain extent that you would expect for a team that's interested to draft a guy like Ivy at that position. So with that being the case, Chris Haynes comes out from Yahoo Sports, I want to say a couple days ago, and has the interview with Keegan Murray. Also puts out the report that Keegan Murray is, you know, high on the list on the draft board for Sacramento, and that might be the guy they lock into. They need a wing. So I think it starts with Sac, and I know for a fact that a ton of teams are calling because you're looking at Ivy. He's a possible. I mean, all the comps that he gets are, you know, Russell Westbrook and Ja Morant. Now, what does that mean his floor is? Because that's obviously a ceiling. Is his floor Victor Oladipo? Are you willing to trade, you know, a ton of your capital for a Victor Oladipo player moving forward? Maybe a healthy Victor Oladipo with a little more explosiveness and playmaking? Maybe. But I think it does start with Sacramento, and I think a lot of teams are interested. DeJounte Murray is rumored to be in trade talks. SGA. I'm so on and so forth. Washington's trying to jump up. The New York Knicks as well have a ton of assets. They want a guard. They can jump up too. I think it starts at 4 and it's going to get wonky. I asked Tommy Shepard, the Wizards GM, a couple of days ago, you know, what do you expect from the deadline? The draft, do you expect a lot of trades? And he said yes, like just flat out. And this is a guy who's not extremely candid with all of his answers, like cut and dry, but he said, yes, I do. So I can't wait for the trades. You're right. It's going to be really exciting to see the buzz around the league.
Now, Kevin has been trying to tell people around DFW for the last 3 weeks, I believe. There is no chance the Mavericks are getting Bradley Beal.
Fact!
Will you confirm Kevin's statement?
I wouldn't say no chance.
Oh, my God, Kevin!
What are you doing, you, man?
That's smart.
I wouldn't say no chance, but here's the thing. Washington has a roster right now that is ridiculously underwhelming. You got a ton of, you got a few young guys, you got some contracts, but not a lot of those contracts can be moved. And, you know, even though with Brad coming up on this extension, the Supermax extension possible, you know, he still hasn't signed anything and hasn't agreed to anything because, number one, league rules. But number two, he wants to see that there's a competitive team being built around him. And I've heard that this decision, what they do here at the draft, means a lot to him. Now, of course, there's a $63 million incentive to stay in Washington. They can offer the 5-year Supermax. But I wouldn't completely rule out what if Brad is not happy with what they do to address the point guard position in other places of need on that starting lineup and even the bench, and say, hey, it's been, this is year 11 for me, and I think, you know, we might as well go ahead and look to some other destination. So I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I wouldn't say it, like, the likelihood is above 10-15%, but I am.
Okay, that is, I thought you were going to say 1-2%. That is too high.
I like
Quentin,
it.
You're supposed to rein us in here, not
nope.
feed
no,
into these nonsensical fever dreams of Mavericks fans.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I've been up for 48 straight hours, give or take a few hours. There's no me reining in anybody at this point. I'm just happy to still be here and talking sports. I'm wired. But yeah, I think, I'm not going to lie, I don't want to give you like false hope, but I'm not going to sit here and say Brad is definitely not being moved, because I think it's possible. There is a possibility where he isn't happy with what they do and say, you know what, we might as well go ahead and go our separate ways.
How many of those 48 hours were work and how many were recreational?
I cannot disclose this information.
Okay. That is that's probably a fair answer. That's a very fair answer, man. We appreciate talking with you every single week. And whenever Bradley Beal does not come here, I guarantee you we'll hit you back.
When he does.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There you go. Quentin Mayo, the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM podcast. For more of Quentin Mayo's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Now, in case you missed the breaking news, and we'll probably shuffle some things up, we've got Gridiron Gravy coming up, but we will shuffle, and I think we should probably talk more in depth about, I know we were joking and kind of kicking the Longhorns a little bit, but this is a big thing. Like,
yeah.
They might have gotten the biggest quarterback prospect in a generation in Quinn Ewers, and then they've gotten the better next potential quarterback prospect.
You might have breaking news that Quinn Ewers is going back to South Lake Carroll.
I'm really fascinated.
He wants to play a senior year now.
I just saw his NIL value was already at $3.1 million.
Arch?
Yeah, Arch Manning's NIL value was already at $3.1 million. That was with no social media presence. He joined Twitter in February, and that was his first post. If he ups his Twitter like that, if he ups his social media, it could be $5, $6 million in that range. And that's Texas. You know how much money Texas and Texas A&M have?
It's all about equal. All of the money.
So, like, those two schools can pour all that money out there. But, again, Bobby Belt just said, you know, this is one of those things where this is an early commitment and it really doesn't mean anything. Do you think he would back out? I have a lot of questions about this. This is interesting.
I mean, you were back out of Ohio State.
Because I have strong thoughts on this.
I'll tell you what. We're just going to change things up. It's going to get wild. Let's talk more about that next. It's breaking. We're going to move Gridiron. It's wild. I know. Hold on to your hats. Coming up next. How will Arch Manning do at Texas? Will he be at Texas? And what does this mean for Quinn Ewers and everything in between? We'll do it all next, right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. In case you missed the breaking news, Arch Manning has committed to the University of Texas. That came down about 25 minutes or so ago. So I got a Tolo. We'll get you that news and information quicker than anybody else. So there's a lot going on right here. And this kind of worked in cooperation with, like, just a random note that I saw that was interesting to me is ESPN had their college football top 25 future power rankings. All right. So they looked at it from the 22, 23, and 24 seasons. I do not believe Texas was in the top 25.
Really?
Which I found to be.
Because they didn't think Quinn Ewers is that good?
I mean, I don't know, but I found that to be kind of stunning considering how frequently the college football version of the Cowboys are overranked. And I found that to be stunning. And now what's going to happen with Quinn Ewers, who is like, well, I'm not waiting behind CJ Stroud. I need my NIL money now, and it comes along with me playing. He's going to get 1 year, and that 1 year better be awesome, or else here comes Arch Manning because he's a bigger prospect than Quinn Ewers. Like, I get it. Quinn Ewers, number one, he's awesome. Rock on. Like, I feel like I've heard about Arch Manning for like 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's just now going to be a senior in high school. And so he commits to Texas. So the top two quarterbacks, if not only the last 2 years, I think you can make a pretty strong argument. The top two quarterback prospects, or among the top two quarterback prospects of the last 10 years, are both at Texas or both either signed or committed to Texas in back-to-back years. This is a big deal for them.
And if you are a recruit and you see any remote success with Quinn Ewers this year, and you're a wide receiver or any kind of offensive player, you're like, or even a defensive player, you're like, this is the place.
I get it.
They're going to the SEC.
Yeah.
Like, there's all the things coming into play. I guess the question is, if you're Quinn, do you leave next year? Like, you get 1 year in and say, I gotta go?
Here's my strong thoughts, being not that high of a prospect. This is 26th overall prospect in 1996, or college recruit. Baseball America had me super high, right? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't number one, but being number 26 in the country,
Schloss told us how good you were.
Is in this situation, if I haven't signed paperwork, which he hasn't, okay, and Quinn Ewers goes out there this year and goes 11-1, and they make the Final Four, I call it.
Yeah.
I'm decommitting from Texas and I'm going somewhere else. I'm not going to be the guy. If I'm Quinn Ewers and I go 8-4, like, probably more realistic, and Manning's coming in, and I'm probably having to do a little bit of the Baker Mayfield thing, and I'm like, hey man, I did really good. And I bet there's a lot of premium teams that are missing a good quarterback. I just showed in my first year as a starting quarterback, I went 8-4. We're going to the Alamo Bowl or whatever it is. And teams are like, we can have him for three more years on our team. He's like, so I think now with the transfer portal and everything, I think how Quinn Ewers does dictates if Arch Manning really goes there or not. Because if they're playing for the national championship, or they're that close and they have two or three more years of Quinn Ewers, I think at that point, if you're the coach, you're going, sorry, we're taking you out. You did great. You took us to places we haven't been since Vince Young, or I'm sorry, the other quarterback that won the national champion.
Colt McCoy.
Then they're going to keep him in there. They'll be like, we will want you, Mr. Manning. We really want you, Arch, but you're not going to play your freshman year. Is Arch going to be like, okay, that's fine, man. I'll sit out my freshman year. But can I be the quarterback sophomore? Yeah, we really think so, unless Quinn Ewers comes back, because then you'd have to sit down again if he's going to take us to another national championship situation. So
they didn't. Well, and obviously, like, the level of play is there, but we saw that happen at Texas before, where Major Applewhite was there and he was successful, and they were like, "But Chris, you're like the prospect, right, and we want you." And they said, "We promise you, you'll get your shot. We promise you, you'll get that opportunity to be it." And then Chris showed up, and there was, you know, controversy. Yeah. You know, it became that big controversy. And Major Applewhite, who was probably the better quarterback.
Oh, he was for sure.
And he wasn't going to leave either. And there were different transfer rules where you'd have to sit out a year, and they could block you from going to Big 12 teams. And so I think that it'll be interesting. What an important year for Quinn Ewers, because he's either going to be a one-year starter at Texas, or he has to win the conference and then have, I think he has to make it into the Final Four. I think they have to be a top four team at the end of the year for Quinn Ewers to keep that job now.
And
I call it a job. It's a job.
Yeah,
you ain't a student athlete in college football as a quarterback.
I was looking at an article from a week ago that said Ewers and Hudson Card, the sophomore, were in the middle of a quarterback battle. Well, if Ewers doesn't become the starter, I would anticipate he would just go ahead and transfer out this year anyway. So I don't think he would wait out for that. And then I've seen a couple of people say that Arch Manning is going to redshirt. And I have not seen any confirmation on that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those things, but I don't have any
that, like, speculation about that. And I get it. From the 682, I see jokes about losing to Kansas and can't be, well, you know, they'll be 500 and everything like that. I understand all of that. But still, if you're a Texas fan, I think this is reason to be very excited. I was looking at 24/7 Sports, huge recruiting site. And usually the best prospects you see are like on the scale of 0 to 1. The best prospects you see, like number one in the country, is like 0.995 or 0.997. Quinn Ewers is a flat 1.0, and Arch Manning is a flat 1.0. You do not see those ratings a whole lot.
I actually, Kevin, do. Go ahead. Keep going with that.
I was just
going
to say, and that's huge. Like, I don't particularly recall seeing a flat 1.0. So that's a huge number.
Not
for
even
both
on Jackson Jeffcoat?
No.
Not even on Rico Smalls?
No.
Or Rex Burkhead?
Sorry. No to both of those
All right,
as well.
There were a lot of players there.
Yes, there were.
Kevin, I'd see multiple stories from the past year, like in January and stuff, that do say that Manning's camp has said that he would consider redshirting or he would be open to redshirting. So there are those that exist, but I mean, when you make, because every one of these colleges, though, is going to want to get him in as quick as possible, though.
No, and you're right. And I'm not disputing that at all. It's just the idea that he's 100% going to redshirt is different than I would redshirt as opposed to I 100% am going to redshirt.
And it's also very different whenever you're the coach and you bring those guys in and you're watching the two and you're like, that one's better. Why would I not start that one right now? Even if he's open to redshirting, I want that guy on the field. And especially Sark needs a big season. He needs some special stuff to happen because that Texas program doesn't like to give you lots of years. They're like, hey, you haven't had success yet. See you later.
Here's what I want. I want Quinn Ewers to be great, and I want them to go like 10-2 and look like, oh, my gosh, they're really close.
Yeah.
And then I want Arch Manning to say, I decommit. I'm going to Texas A&M. And you have Quinn Ewers versus Arch Manning.
When they're playing in the SEC.
Yes. Because wouldn't that be unbelievable when they restart the rivalry if there was something like that? I'm sorry. I don't know Texas A&M's quarterback situation that
well. They're in the midst of their own quarterback battle right now as well.
But right now for Texas, it is super awesome. But I've just... We saw this with even Chris Sims. Chris Sims was going to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, last minute, before signing paperwork... I've decided not to go to Tennessee. I'm going to Texas. And I know that Chris Sims ended up not being as good as everybody thought, but he was, would you say he was similar to Arch Manning's kind of popularity?
I think so.
And so I just, this is great for Texas. I'm not trying to ruin your day at all. Awesome. But to me, until the paperwork is really signed and he can't go anywhere else for 2023, I would just say congratulations, but this is like saying, it's not even this close. It's like saying Jalen Brunson's a Dallas Maverick next year. We've heard all the rumblings that he's told his teammates, hey, I'm coming back to Dallas. Don't worry. On July 1st, I'll sign that contract. But all it takes is a few other moves, and we're going to be like, crap, I thought it was done. So
I want, here's what I want. I want Ewers to be a hero and be really good. And then for them to say, yeah, but we're giving it to Arch anyway. And then Ewers transfers to OU. Instead, and he goes, but more likely what's going to happen is they do that kind of scenario, and then Lincoln Riley grabs him, because that's what he does, right? He goes and grabs somebody that somebody
so
tossed
USC,
out. He
just
makes
come.
Him a Heisman Trophy winner, so that's more likely scenario. But yeah, OU, not A&M. And then UT and OU walk into the SEC and take it over, and A&M's like, oh, crap, all that
I'll
stuff
what,
we talked about.
Texas ain't taking over
I
the
do
SEC.
Like all of these scenarios. I don't care if it's that. Yeah, Ewers does great, but they're like, sorry, Manning's coming in. And then he transfers to A&M.
Look, you, Corey, you should want him to transfer to A&M first. That's the stopgap to get to Oklahoma.
Right, yeah.
So then you can win the Heisman Trophy and go number one in the draft.
Let's face it. Doesn't Ewers seem way more Johnny Manziel than Arch Manning does?
With that mullet and everything?
It's just a haircut, guys.
But
it's
look,
just a haircut.
I heard Mike likes it. And so that's what I think. And we've had a couple of people point out is that Vince Young was a 1.0. And then from the 214, I haven't fact checked this, but they said that Vince Young is the only other 1.0 quarterback that they remember. And clearly, Vince Young is one of the most spectacular
greatest college quarterback
we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so
didn't transfer to the NFL, but he was the Michael Jordan of college football for me.
And if either one of these guys turn out to be, what, 90% of Vince Young? Holy crap. That is an extravaganza of awesomeness for Texas. Now, you brought up something about Texas being in play because of the SEC. I was looking at Arch's, like, kind of final six or so, what people thought.
All SECs,
before this.
Right?
They weren't, but they were mostly SEC. It was Georgia, Alabama, LSU, now Texas, who's moving to the SEC, and Clemson, which I understand. The only one I couldn't really wrap my head around was Virginia.
Heck yeah, man.
And I'm like, that's cool, but why?
I don't know. Let me look.
You know, I didn't get a chance to check that out. But look, this is a place that I would go if you're looking for that NIL money. Arch Manning at Texas, that's box office right there. And look, and I think Texas perpetually underperforms or underdevelops players. But Texas has a lot of money, and they are a big name, and Arch Manning is a huge name. The potential for him is to make millions at Texas.
Alabama loses out. Nick Saban so mad at what his former coach said at Texas A&M that he is the new coach at Texas with Arch Manning in 2023. Another storyline. Let's do that. He's like, Alabama can't compete in this new market. All the money's at Texas and Texas A&M. They're paying their teams $50 million a year to play football. And I have to get out of Alabama because Alabama only has about $25 million per year. So I am going now to Texas to coach this Arch Manning guy.
Oh, my gosh. And then actually, here's what happens.
The rumor finally comes true from about 8 years ago or
Peyton,
whenever it was.
Peyton becomes the new head coach at Texas.
Oh, my God.
Eli becomes the new head coach at A&M, and Cooper head coaches OU.
You know what's fascinating
to me? Don't forget, this is Cooper's son, so now he's at OU. And don't forget, Cooper was the best.
So it's not enough that we have two of the biggest prospects in recent memory both ending up at the same school that is in our state. You're like, well, no, we need to trick it up.
I like it.
Poor Hudson Card is sitting there. He's like, hey, I play quarterback too. I could be here.
I know we got to go, but is there any way that this NIL thing finally puts Texas on the map as actually a football state? Because we might love football, but we're not very good at it in this state in college sports.
We don't keep those people. Yeah.
So maybe this will change it.
Arch's mom went to Virginia.
Okay.
That's the connection.
Thank you. I should have just called RJ. Yeah. He'd have been like, oh my God, yeah, here's the deal. I'm like, I don't got time for all that.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, what Western Conference team are you afraid of making a big move tonight? And are you afraid about one of the rumored big moves the Mavericks might make?
Mm.
Kyrie. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.